You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Rick Cushman, and that was music from Leaving Eden, the latest album from the Carolina Chocolate Drops. They're a group that combines good humor, showmanship, a sense of fun, and, as you'd expect from an internationally popular band, some virtuoso music playing. Their music comes from the rolling foothills of North Carolina, and it's fiddle and banjo based, but there is so much more, like stomping and clapping and dancing and this sense of pure, joyful music. They won a 2011 Grammy for Best Folk Album for their first album. Is that correct? Their first album? And their latest album, Leaving Eden, which you just heard, was also nominated for a Grammy in 2012. They're bringing their sound to the 24th Street Theater at Sierra 2 tonight. In our studio, they played for us earlier, and now they're going to chat a bit, is Rhianna Giddens, Dom Flemons, Hubby Jenkins, and Layla McCalla. Folks, thanks for coming in. Nice to see you all.
Thank you.
Nice to see
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You.
All right, so we heard your album and we heard you guys play earlier this morning, which we're going to play in a minute. And there's just so much going on in your music. What would you describe it as? I think folk does not do it justice.
The old-time fiddling banjo music, that always works out pretty good just to, get the basics covered. And then, with a bigger conversation, you can expand and talk about the different parts of that.
That was Dom, by the way. I'm going to be having to call your name out because there's four of them in the studio. So, Rhiannon, I was listening to you guys edit your song or listening to your song, and you're really, really detail-oriented. And that it's interesting because you listen to the music and it just has this sound of people sitting around and just wailing away and having a good time, and yet you're very precise about what you do. That's something of a contrast. How do you balance that?
Well, we're musicians, and I think whatever kind of music that you want to play, you want it to sound a certain way, and you want it to reflect, your performance and how you sound. So the genre that we're in, is definitely suited to more of a looser feel and sort of that sort of fun atmosphere. But, we want to hear what we want to hear. And I don't think there's any conflict there. It's just because I think people kind of think, oh, you just kind of throw it up there and just having a good time. Well, we are having a good time, but we're also putting on a show and we've been doing this for a long time. And so we're, I guess professionals, I suppose.
Well, it's a nice thing because even just, watching you perform in our studio is you guys are just so into it. I mean, that's kind of a really cool thing. So for an audience to see a group that is performing and loving playing is a great thing. Do you sometimes find yourself almost getting lost in your music? Do you always manage to keep that sort of professional detachment as you're going along? And I'm gonna throw it over to Hubby, even though I know you are sharing a mic over here. But for you, do you find that something of a bit of a difficult thing to do, or you just get lost in music?
I think you can get lost in music and still be very professional. I think it's just about enjoying playing, and you're talking about the experience of playing live. A lot of that has to do with energy as well, and you get all this energy from the people who are in the room, and that allows you to be, more comfortable in the playing and freer in the playing, but always with each other, never against each other.
There you go. Well, let's hear what you played. It is the song Jackson. It was recorded in our studio earlier this morning.
Go play your hand, you beat down.
was the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and you can just imagine people running around dancing and having a great old time, and that is a great thing about your music. Now, the band has changed, and what you guys do has changed over the years. So I'm going to back to you, Dom. How's the evolution gone?
Oh, I mean, we've had personnel changes. I mean, just over time, performing more, the repertoire has changed, and then also slowly and steadily bringing the bigger scope of the music has, you know, we've incorporated different types of music in more and more as we've gone along. Like, we start out with fiddle and banjo music, and then there was blues and jug band, fife and drum music, and now there's different types of jazz music, and then there's songs like Hit 'Em Up Style that we've brought in. I mean, just a whole bunch of different things that encapsulate, you know, the string band tradition in all of its forms.
But there seems to be this energy throughout. And Rhiannon, is that just natural? Is it something that you folks work at?
Yeah, I think it's one of the reasons why we work well together. It's not when a song comes down the pike, you know, whoever brings it or however it comes, it's not as so much we each have one instrument that we play. I mean, there's, you know, lots of people who do that and it works really great for them. But we approach it slightly different. It's like, you know, what's the feel that we want, and whatever instrument works with that, you know, we'll figure out how to do it and to make it work. And it's how we play it. You know, less, not so much what exactly we're playing, you know, so we want to, right. We go for the feel over the exact arrangement, you know, of the song.
Right. And do you sometimes, you know, try it one way and then next time out, try it another way?
Yeah, I mean, we really are, we definitely put things together off stage, but we don't really know until we put it in front of an audience, because we're such a entertainment-based band, and we really take the feedback from the audience very much. So the song isn't considered arranged until it's been, you know, tried out on audience, and we see how that works.
I like that. Now, Lily, you're a newer member of the group. How'd you hook up with these folks?
I met these guys through my little sister, actually. She met them at a concert that they played in Asheville, North Carolina, and she suggested to them, go down to New Orleans and find my sister. She plays cello on the street. And so one day one of the managers for the Chocolate Drops came up to me, and I was playing Bach on the corner of Royal and Conti in front of Cafe Beignet in New Orleans, and he asked me if I had a sister named Sabine McCalla who goes to Warren Wilson, and it was after that that I got invited to record on Leaving Eden. I actually recorded on that song. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I started touring with these guys.
That's great. And it shows the range of what you guys have, from Bach to this great North Carolina Hill music. The Carolina Chalk Drops will be at the 4th Street Theater tonight at Sierra 2 Center. We are told the show is sold out, but we have more information about the band and links to their music on our website, capradio.org/insight. Folks, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
That is Insight for today. I'm Rick Cushman. Insight's senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is James Morrison. Today's associate producers were Katie Daly and Grace McManus. Today's engineer was Matt Bassini. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Our theme music was composed by Joel Gilman and Paul Conley. And thank you for joining us.